Dr. Peck is an associate professor and research chair at Hanyang University in South Korea. Prior to her current position at Hanyang, Dr. Peck was a member of Michigan State University's, a faculty member at Michigan State University, where she worked on an initiative called Project FIT. Today, Dr. Hanjing Peck is going to kick things off by highlighting her work on Project FIT, which involved the promotion of healthy eating and physical activity in low-income neighborhoods throughout the state of Michigan. Dr. Peck.
Thank you so much for your beautiful introduction. And sorry for confusion and inconvenience that I might cause because of the schedule change. Let me just start right away. We all agree that child obesity is a serious public health issue and threat because the prevalence of obesity has more than tripled for children aged 6 to 11 since 1980. But what we should not forget and we should focus more on is the fact that actually most of American children do not meet dietary guidelines for Americans or the recommended levels of daily physical activity, which highlights the importance of focusing on promoting physical activity and healthy eating rather than obesity issue itself. In particular, children among underserved population, basically from low-income families and neighborhoods as well as ethnic minorities, are studied to be at greater risk for child obesity than their white counterparts, but few interventions have effectively improved their lifestyles in terms of physical activity and healthy eating in these populations. So we note and we took the CDC's recommendation that we need significant changes in the entire changes in the physical, cultural, social, and health environment at multiple levels, including individuals, schools, and communities, and families as well. So we developed this Project FIT, which is an evidence and community-based social marketing approach to increasing physical activity and improving healthy eating among the school children of four urban low-income elementary schools in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This project had three major components. The first component, and which was quite major, was a school-based component, which objective is to increase access to physical activity and nutrition education opportunities in the schools and encourage students to eat healthy over school lunch. And second component was community-based component, which objective is to improve the affordability and availability of nutritious food in the neighborhoods surrounding the schools. And the third component was the social marketing initiative, and its major role in integrating seemingly different components, which were school and community components, for more consistent healthy messaging as well as images. And by definition, social marketing is application for commercial marketing techniques, I'm sure everybody knows, to improve public health and individual well-being. And we particularly focusing on branding and promotion efforts because it was not really an entire or very comprehensive social marketing program, I should admit, because of the limited resources and time. So let me introduce several what we actually did in this with regards to social marketing activities. So what we did is our founder, which was Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Michigan, professionally produced the logo of Project FIT. You can see a little bit down there on the low right corner. We branded Project FIT and defined it as a program brand for promoting physical activity and healthy eating. And we produced a logo actually designed by a local studio and actually used it consistently throughout all the promotional efforts as well as some intervention programs and activities. One thing unique about the social marketing component is that while school and community components focused on children and neighbors, we wanted to include parents of the children so that parents can serve as a bridge between school and community as well as school and homes. So several promotion activities include prompt and pointer messages for the recommended behavior. So we produce grocery bags, pedometers, water bottles, jump rope calendars, and stickers, which are all relevant to physical activity and healthy eating one way or the other. And we also include some of those messages related to healthy eating recipe or some health messages and physical activity methods, some community events information in those promotion items. We used mini media such as brochure, posters, school flyers, banners, flags because it was a small neighborhood and a local pilot project. And also we used the school and community events to distribute and inform our target audience about this program. We developed a website called the projectbit.org, although it was not intended for our target audience because we found out that our target audience do not have much access to the internet as well as a computer, but it was good hub, served as a good hub so that we can actually update our and maintain our information as well as activities for a larger stakeholders and target audience and media. We and our funder also did some publicity and media coverage intensively such that the local media can actually pay attention to this project actually to bring in more ideas and discussions about obesity as well as promoting physical activity and healthy eating. So these are basically just several examples of the promotional items. And particularly for the calendar, we produced it for parents such that the calendar can stay at home for 365 days in kitchen, which is actually the point of behavior. And then we included the healthy eating recipes, seasonally appropriate healthy eating recipes, as well as physical activities. And also we included about some of the benefits of those foods and so on. So if you see the down there, then you see a little Halloween special image that also includes some of the healthy eating recipe involving the pumpkin. And also this was the Project Feed website, and you might notice that there is quite consistent image, the blue and the orange and some of those active images related to fit and our recommended behaviors. And so this website included a lot of information about nutrition, physical activity, and media, and some of those community components as well. So purpose of this study actually is to focus on the social marketing component and to present the short-term outcome evaluation of the social marketing approach used in this project. So our specific research questions were to explore how much social marketing activities increased awareness and knowledge during the intervention period and also in the intervention schools compared to the control schools. And also we wanted to predict how much those social marketing activities, awareness, knowledge, motivation, and attitude positively predicted the outcomes, which were physical activity and dietary behavior. So overall design of the project has been published elsewhere. So for this presentation, we analyzed the student survey and parent survey. And student survey was conducted four times throughout 2 years, so once per semester. And then for the parent survey, we did two cross-sectional surveys at baseline for the purpose of identifying what are their barriers and benefits, what are their preferred channels, information, and so on. And also we did a follow-up survey among parents. And as you can see, there are quite majority of the participants were females and Hispanic and African Americans. So student survey measures include fit awareness, knowledge, attitude, and motivation. So for example, fit awareness was asked with two items. Have you heard about Project Fit? Have you seen Fit logo? Fit knowledge was whether they can answer correctly that this the Project Fit is a program that promotes both healthy eating and physical activity. And we asked the attitude with how much do you like Project? And motivation was asked with multiple items such as does Project Fit make you interested in healthy eating, physical activity? Does Project Fit make you want to know more about physical activity, eat more healthy, and so on. And we also used two outcome variables, basically self-reported physical activities. So how the percent of children who meet the recommended physical activity more than 5 days a week, 7 days a week, and then the number of days per week of physical activity. And also for the dietary behavior, we asked, yesterday, did you and how many times did you eat whole grain bread, whole grain cereals, vegetables, beans, and fruit? Parent survey, for this analysis, we used similar measures. So feed awareness, feed knowledge, attitude, and motivation were measured with similar, almost identical questions. And for the outcome variable, we used the self-reported change in healthy eating and physical activity with their children. So compared to this month last year, would you say you now eat fruits, vegetables, whole grain bread, and you exercise with your children more than you did a year ago, less than you did a year ago, or about the same as you did a year ago? So, and then we record it as more than a year ago and other so that we can see improvement. So these are the findings. For the student survey, we did conduct a longitudinal analysis using a generalized mixed effects model, and you can see that in terms of the feed awareness question items, the pattern is pretty much similar. So the red line means the intervention school students, and the black line includes the means the control school students. And there is a general increase from compared to the wave one, but as you can see here, for the third part, the third wave, there's a little decrease, and that's the intermission between the first year and the second year, which may imply that we need to do something about the intervention for summer. So once students get out of school and then summer starts, they actually may forget about what they've been done in schools. So when they come back, also new students coming in, then they may see some decrease or regression effects. For the two, the control schools, the problem we had was that we selected one control school that is quite similar to intervention school, but then that first school closed down after first year. So we had to choose another school so it start all over again. So that's why you see the low awareness at wave three. Feed knowledge. The pattern for the feed knowledge is quite intriguing and quite mysterious, to be honest. The black line is actually the control school, so it shows some increase, while the red one is kind of a drop at the wave three and then goes up again. So we thought about why this could be the case, and I will talk about the challenge of actually targeting multiple behavioral goals later. But at the same time, maybe there might have been some disconnect in terms of what Project Fit is. Some students know that Project Fit is related to healthy eating only or physical activity only, but not necessarily the combined one. So that might be one explanation. For the control school, there might have been some contamination or spillover effect because a lot of publicity and media actually talk about Project Fit, and then they might have actually noticed about what actual Project Fit is about. And this is a generalized estimation equation model, so basically the predicting how those social marketing variables can predict and significantly those the outcome variables. And as you see, those some of those asterisks, which means some statistical significance, so awareness, two awareness variables as well as motivation and attitude predict, not all, but some outcome variables in expected ways. And also for the dietary behavior, awareness predict positively the whole grain consumption, bean consumption, local awareness is positively predicting the beans and fruit consumption, and motivation and attitude also predict in expected ways, except for the knowledge. And for the parent survey, we did a mean difference test between baseline and follow-up, and we found that actually the number of a percent of a parent who reported that they are aware of fit at follow-up were significantly more than those at the baseline, although there was not much difference between in terms of fit knowledge. This is logistic regression for all those outcome variables and predictors of social marketing variables, and not, these were a lot more weaker, we had a lot more weaker findings, but we did some significant association between social marketing and variables and some of those outcome variables, but except for fit knowledge. So to conclude, we believe that we, you know, somewhat limited our findings show some positive effects of the social marketing efforts, but I explained about some of those not significant difference in terms of the intervention and control schools, but we also found that motivation and then liking of the program are good predictors, significant predictors of outcomes for both students and parents. Challenges include setting multiple behavioral goals and performing them, as Friedinger and Kirby also noted, because it's very complicated and difficult to make the connection between the behaviors, and also targeting multiple audiences and ethnicity, such as Hispanic, is always challenging because of the language and some of the cultural issues. And measurement issues include that we try to use established scales sometimes, but sometimes those do not work because our target audience doesn't understand what differential scale or what is the Likert scale really means. So it was really hard and challenging. Nevertheless, we believe the social marketing component contributed to some extent motivating target audience to engage in the recommended behaviors and to integrate multi-component programs with coherent and consistent messages and images. Thank you.